And good afternoon, Coleman. We're done with Christmas, and now it's time for Sports Talk Live New Year's Edition. It's a Tuesday or a Thursday. I don't know, because we're recording this ahead of time. But you should know, you're listening to Live 95 WRJMLP. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome everyone to the holiday edition
Sports
Talk Live.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ronnie, no need in anybody calling because
No. We
are not here.
We're not.
We are somewhere.
You may hear us, but we're not where you
That's
think
right.
you are, where you think we are.
We're going to today talk to a couple of coaches and try to get some updates, maybe from Holly Pond and I think Vinemont.
Vinemont High School. Scott Adams from the Holly Pond Girls. We're going to call him here in about 10 minutes, and then about 4 o'clock we'll call Todd Johnson, the varsity boys coach at Vinemont, and have an interview with them and see how their season's going and, you know, kind of what they're looking at for the rest of the year.
All right, and of course we're going to talk Alabama football, the championship game, just days away.
Of course, I've got a thick magazine here, as thick as an encyclopedia. You know, with
did you buy one last year when Auburn was in the championship?
No, you couldn't even give them away.
Yeah, right.
I used one.
Speaking of giving away, before we get started in the high school scene, did you see or hear that Florida State is going to, looks like, be returning tickets, not going to be able to sell their allotment.
I didn't hear that. Really?
They were allotted 12,500 tickets. And
wow.
Already saying they're not going to get them sold. And, you know, we talked about that.
Yes,
was that going to be a problem?
You sure did. You mentioned it.
With Florida State being out there last year. And then it comes down to a money thing. Do you want to take a chance? Your team is going to make it to the championship and save that money.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, a lot of people probably look at it, the way I would look at it, if my team was in it, if they lose, I don't want to see it anyway. I don't want to
right,
that
exactly.
much money
yeah.
and see it. And if they win, I sure want to go to the championship.
That's right.
So the Rose Bowl, and I think you're going to see that throughout the playoffs. Maybe not the Alabama game being so close.
So you may they're at Pasadena, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you possibly may see a stadium that's not full.
Right. Good chance.
Unless Oregon has an influx or a lot more that wants to attend the game. Wow. You know, just thinking, you know, what were the chances? Or I would have never thought that we'd watch the first playoff game, and that when it pans the stands that there's empties.
Right.
You know where there won't be empties? There won't be empties in New Orleans.
You said that right.
I mean, they'll be standing, waiting, trying to get in. At New Orleans.
I think the Rose Bowl allotment, the Rose Bowl itself, responsible for 40,000 tickets, and they're saying they may have a problem also getting rid of their tickets.
Wow.
So, a lot of talk that it may turn into a corporate event, kind of like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That the old average Joe, you and I, won't be able to afford it. So,
yeah.
I think $450 and $650 are the face value of the tickets. So,
yeah.
Not a cheap ticket.
No, not a cheap ticket. Now, you went out last year, of course, when Auburn played Florida State in the championship. And I remember you saying that you brought it up about Florida State maybe not traveling well to that game because of they were out there last year and just the expense of it. Because I know you said you dropped several coins there last year. So that might be tough for, you know, that, like you said, the average Joe to do 2 years back-to-back.
Right. And they've already seen the sites. They've already went to Universal Studios and seeing the California site, so I mean, if I'm a Florida State fan, I don't go back.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not traveling out there for the championship game. You know, you're traveling. You hate to say only, but you're only traveling out there for the semifinal game. So, but no, I had not heard that. So, Florida State returning tickets. A couple other items with Florida State too. Jameis was cleared.
Yeah, Jameis is all good to go now.
He's squeaky clean and no problems and no kind of wrongdoing or misconduct or
I feel so much better about him now.
Yeah, so it's all behind now. Plus, you mentioned to me just a few minutes ago about Jimbo, that he has signed a new
contract
extension.
Not sure of the financial. I'm sure it's hefty, but not sure of the
finances. Not sure of the details.
Yeah, 8-year contract for Jimbo Fisher at Florida State.
Well, that's kind of like the offer that was made to Jim Harbaugh, wasn't it, from Michigan?
Yeah.
Was it $49 million for 6 years,
Six
Jason?
Years, yeah.
I mean, like you said, where does it end? I don't think it does.
No, I don't see it ending anytime soon.
That's topping over $8 million a year there with Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think Michigan, I may be wrong about this, but I think Michigan last year football netted now as bad as Michigan was, $58 million.
Oh.
Which makes me wonder, how did Auburn lose $1 million?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know we're paying every coach that's ever been at Auburn.
You're probably paying a dozen coaches, you know, that's not coaching anymore. They're just going to the post office the first of the month and laughing all the way back to the front porch, you know.
Hey, one of those coaches, names starting to circulate, Gene Chizik. Starting to top a lot of lists to have a defensive coordinator. You don't see it?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
why would he take a $290,000 cut?
Yeah.
Because that's what he's making off Auburn if he's not coaching.
Pocket change,
that's right.
That's it. For people like Jay, it is pocket change,
that's right. But I think I'm not sure that he's got another year or two. You may know more about that than I do. Left on that contract paid. I'm not sure as far as if he takes another job, he loses it. I'm sorry. There's no job that would draw my attention if I sit at the house and make $290,000 a month.
That's right. And if I'm Gene Chizik, I'm happy right where I'm at on the SEC
network. There you are. Looks no like pressures. A genius.
Oh yeah, yeah. And he's actually pretty decent.
He is good.
He's one of their better.
He is. He does a good job. Does a really good job. So you know, why would you get back in coaching?
So, Ronnie, who do we have coming up first today?
We got Scott Adams. When we take a break, I'm going to try to get Scott on the line. They've got a game going on today. Of course, it won't be going on when this airs, but we'll see if we can get him, you know, online. He is the head girls coach at Holly Pond. Does a great job. He's been to the Final Four the last 2 years, so he knows what it takes to get to, you know, the Final 64 in Birmingham, and we'll see, you know, what kind of club he's got. I think he's ranked 10th in the state, and I think their record is, you know, 9-3, 9-4, something like that. I saw recently that ARAB beat them in a very close ball game, and ARAB they're ranked in 5A. Their girls are really good. So hopefully we'll get him on the phone here in about 3 or 4 minutes and, you know, have a conversation with him.
Okay, good deal. And then Von Mutt.
Right.
Coming up after that.
That's right. At 4 o'clock, we'll call Coach Todd Johnson, and we'll talk with him about how things are going for the Eagles and, you know, what he's looking for the rest of the year. We got county tournament coming up here in just about a month, actually. It starts the 24th. So today is the 23rd, or I think.
Yeah, today we're recording. Yeah. When you're
that's right.
To it, it's not the
23rd. That's right, exactly. I forgot
that. We're
going
to have to get used to that.
That's right. That's different. So, But it's about a month away, the county tournament, and that's an exciting time, you know, for players and coaches and fans and, you know, parents and grandparents and all that kind of stuff. But as we said, briefly mentioned the other day, it's not the most important time of the year for basketball coaches. That is when area tournament rolls around.
Right.
So.
All right, Jay, if you'll take us to a break, we will see if we can get in touch with Coach Adams and get him on the horn and see what's going on out toward Holly Pond, the Bronco town. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the holiday edition of Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 in Coleman and Ronnie.
But not really live today.
Yeah, not really live, semi-live.
Semi-live.
Hey, we're live, so that's all that matters.
My heart is still beating, although after eating Christmas meal a few days from now,
yeah.
Although when this airs it will be a few days ago,
yes.
Well, I'm confused, y'all.
Hey, nothing unusual about that.
There you go.
All right, we want to welcome to the show one of the coaches that's been around for a while, and as you said, to the last two finals, and welcome to the show, Coach Scott Adams, Holly Pond.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Hey, Coach, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are
you? Good. You're getting ready for a game today, I know.
Getting ready. That's right. Hey. Just in a couple hours.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thanks for taking a little bit of time with Jason and me today, and you know, just kind of, you know, clue us in on how your season's been going, what your expectations are, you know, injury report and all that kind of stuff. So I know you're sitting there, or you were, Scott, you're sitting there, you ranked number 10. Are you still there? Are you moved up? Are you still?
Yeah, we're that's where we're at.
That's
right
where
now.
You're at, which to you, that really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I'm, you know, it. It
right. It's nice for the girls. It's nice for the fans to have recognition. But and you know, over the last several years, we've been used to being there, and it's something that you want to stay there, even though it doesn't really mean that you're going to beat anybody because you're there.
Exactly. But hey, you'd rather be in the top 10 as not in the top 10. You know,
absolutely.
Exactly. Hey, so far this season, how have things gone? Have you been pleased, or you know?
Well, you know, we're a little up and down. We're a very different team than we've been in the past. I've only got 8 girls on my varsity. We're all guards. Don't have a single post player really on the team, so we start 5 guards. Our 2 main ball handlers, we play a matchup zone defense. Our 2 main ball handlers have to be our back defenders in our zone because they're our tallest 2 starters.
Right.
So it's been a challenge. Now, we started out 5-0, was really excited about that. Then we hit a little slump at the Thanksgiving tournament, and we lost 3 in a row. We've ended up, you know, losing more than we won over the last several weeks, but we've had a really tough schedule, and we're now sitting at 9-6. We lost a really close game last night to 6A. Arab, who's number 6 in 6A,
right,
and just the tale of our story, the way our season goes. When we get beat, it's because of offensive rebounds, and I've never seen a game quite like last night. We lost on a last second shot, a shot with 1.1 seconds left to lose 65-63, and we were out rebounded offensively 32-5.
Oh wow!
And they shot the ball 76 times. And we still had a chance,
wow.
And that was with Meg Gamble fouling out and playing about half the game with foul trouble. So, on one hand, I'm disappointed that we're giving up those kind of rebound numbers, but I'm really pleased with the fight that my team has to have a chance on the road to beat a team. We actually made a steal with 30 seconds left with the game tied and turned it over and gave it back to them for a last shot. So, really pleased with the fight the girls have. We're going to have to turn around tonight and play Scottsboro. We will then go to the Christmas tournament and play 6A Brewer, and then we get the winner or loser of Grissom and Austin. So 4 straight 6A schools. So I told the girls, we're gonna get a test of what we are, and if we will fight hard, it can only make us better.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, you want to get to the point in your career and with your program where you need to play those kind of people.
Yep.
You need to play better people. You know, what good would you get out of playing in a tournament where you're probably going to win it, and you're going to win it by an average of 15 to 20 points?
Right.
You're not getting any better out of that.
You just get a false sense of security about yourself is what you do. And you're better off losing to a good team than beating teams that you absolutely should beat in the long run. Because when it comes down to it, it's all about the county tournament and your postseason play.
Absolutely. Hey, Scott, tell us, and you said you were playing a Christmas tournament. Where is that going to be?
The Christmas tournament's at Decatur. It's called the DOC, and it used to be called the River City Classic.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's a 16-team tournament where they bring people. I think there's four teams from Tennessee in it, and then the rest of them are either 5A, 6A, and us in Cold Springs are in it at the smallest school. So Cold Springs has gone to it several times, and, you know, I think it has made them better. And like I said, when you want to be – first of all, it's nice that we were a program that they contacted us to want to be in that tournament. And so now we've got to go prove that we belong there. And, you know, and our girls do have an expectation and a belief that they can play with teams like that, but we don't want to just play with – we want to have an opportunity to beat them. So that's where we want to be.
Absolutely. I know you said that your team is much different from the team you had last year. Could you just give us a few of the names that are gone from your program that were outstanding players?
We lost three senior starters. Natasha Holcomb, who's playing significant minutes at Gadsden State this year. She's 6 foot. Rachel Finley, who had very, very similar numbers to Natasha, actually scored more and actually had more rebounds than Natasha, but she stood at about 5'10". And then Taylor Rao, who was just our just do everything on defense guard, didn't look to score much, but just really was just a super smart player, maybe the smartest player I've ever coached on defense, and just did all the little things to just show you what we lost. In the regional finals last year, Rachel Finley scored 30 points, and Natasha Holcomb had 19 rebounds. Wow. So that's what our challenge is to replace, and I'm really pleased with how we've done that. You know, we have three 10th graders on the team and one 8th grader and one junior. Three seniors, so we're still, you know, a young team,
young.
And we got a mix, and our biggest challenge, and I told the girls, we got to play up tempo, but the problem is we don't have a lot of depth, and when we get in foul trouble, we got to scale back on the up tempo, and so then when we get in a half-court situation, especially with a team that's bigger than us, we're in trouble.
Exactly, and you know, the things you mentioned there just a minute ago, Scott, that you gave those numbers that those two girls provided for you last year, you don't replace those numbers with two players. You got to replace those numbers with your entire team.
Well, that's what I try to tell our team all the time. I told them before the game last night, and obviously it didn't do a whole lot of good, but I told them that, you know, what their goal needs to be going in. Every girl that goes in needs to have a goal of getting 4 or 5 rebounds. See, if you can do that, and everybody, because what happens when you got rebounders is everybody watches them rebound. But when your girls have the mentality, hey, we're all rebounders, and everybody picks up a little bit and gets a few more rebounds a game, then you can make up that somewhat. But see, one thing that we don't get that is so huge in games with good teams is offensive putbacks.
Right.
Because even if we do get the offensive rebound, we're usually too small to go back up and put it in.
and so
we have to bring it back out. And you know, and I've always thought that when two teams are pretty equal, the biggest difference in the game is offensive rebounds.
Sure. Multiple opportunities.
So we've lost 4 games this year. We've lost 5 games, but 4 of them have gone down to the very last possession. Athens, Cold Springs, Aniana, and last night against ARAP, all 4 of those went down to last possessions, and you can pinpoint where we lost the game was on offensive rebounds.
Wow, right. Yeah, I think Jason's got a couple questions for you, Scott.
All right, good deal.
Hey, Coach, this is Jason. First, I want to congratulate you on your son, Drew. I've got to meet him a couple of times through Paige and Bruce and Marlene. And, man, congratulations on soon to be a new addition to your family.
So. Oh, man, listen, I couldn't be happier. I'm so blessed to have Paige Parker to join our clan. Not only, you know, when she played at Cold Springs, they were just beating the dog out of us. But she was one of those kids that, you know, that I respected so greatly, and I didn't even really know her. But
right.
I knew her parents, and I knew how she carried herself. But then I have the opportunity for her to be going to marry my son, you know, in May. But just as equally great is she's our middle school basketball coach. So I get a double dose of blessing there. So her, not only her coaching ability and her ability to motivate kids, her example, but such a fine Christian young lady to be a role model for our young girls is something that is amazing for us.
Yeah, good thing she takes after her mother instead of Bruce.
Yeah, I'm
it?
Telling you.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've known her since she was born, and I'm telling you, you're getting a good one. Both families blessed with winners.
That's right.
In this
both
deal.
Families.
Listen, just very, very excited about it. I really am.
Hey, Coach, something Ronnie and I have talked about, looking at a coach perspective and a fan. When it boils down to it, it comes county tournament time and area tournament time. Which would you rather win? If you had your choice, I'm going to win the county or the area. Which would you rather have?
Well, here, you want to win them both if you can, but when it comes down to it, you want to go as far as you can
right. In
state competition. But now, area, we won like six area championships in a row. A lot of times, that competition isn't the same. So it's not really area so much. Now, if you ask me if I'd rather win a regional tournament or a county tournament, I would tell you a regional. But with an area, sometimes you could, lose an area and go win a game and still make it.
Yeah, that's
regional.
True. I forgot about the old game
right.
you lose
but
and
now,
go place.
I would rather win a regional because that means you're in the Final Four. But at the same time, the county tournament is something that's very important to me. I grew up in this county. I grew up watching my dad coach and just no telling how many county tournament games I've attended, all my life. And so just to watch it grow as it's gone to Wallace State and everything, it's a big deal, and it's important to us to be at our best when the county tournament rolls around.
That's right. Just do like you said and win both of them, then you don't have to make that decision.
That's exactly right.
Hey, and I want to say I've kept the clock at Vimont several games with you coaching. I enjoy watching you coach, and as I understand from your wife keeping the book, that you're nothing like that at home. Now, how do you turn that switch on and off? I know Runny, I used to enjoy watching him. He'd fall all over the bleachers.
That's right. I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest with you, because there's been so many times I'll leave a game and think, you know what, Scott? You acted like a fool. And you're not going to do that anymore. And I'll go to a game thinking, you know what? I'm not going to get all fired up. And then something
comes
out.
That's it.
You can't help it. But, talking about Ronnie, Ronnie coached with, I was very blessed to coach with Ronnie at Vimont under him, learned so much from him. But, I love to see a coach like Ronnie was, fiery, competitive, to get into it, and holds his players accountable. And, and I sometimes, I borderline going a little too far with it, but I would rather be who I am and be ultra competitive than back off and not give my kids a chance to win.
Absolutely.
If it don't excite you, you don't need to be in the game. You need to be doing
exactly
something
right.
else.
Too, if people pay good money to get in those games, they need a little entertainment.
Yeah, that's it.
We always try to give them a little bit of that,
didn't
we,
Scott? That's exactly right.
Hey, Scott, moving on, the second half of the season and really into, your area tournament and county tournament. Let's look beyond your area. Let's say you get beyond that and you're back at Wallace. I guess you go to Wallace, don't you?
Yeah, we're back at Wallace.
Okay. Who are you possibly looking at Wallace?
Well, see, that's where it gets kind of complicated because we've been very fortunate over the last few years to avoid Lawrence County and Madison Academy.
Right.
Madison Academy, every time, for the first time, we're with them. All other times, we have always, they've gone to Jacksonville when we go to Wallace.
Okay.
And vice versa.
Right.
But Lauderdale County's always at Wallace, and they're a staple there. So here's our situation. We win our area. We will even come in. The area opposing us is Lauderdale County, West Morgan, Madison Academy. All three are ranked in the top six.
You got your hands full.
We will face more than likely Madison Academy or West Morgan here just for an opportunity to go to Wallace. And if you get to Wallace, you will get some, probably the second game
right.
if you got them, but it would be the team that's won back-to-back-to-back state championships. And the Walling girls are still just juniors.
Sure.
So quite a challenge for us. But in looking ahead to that, it keeps us on our toes, and we want to be the best that we can be, so we might have an opportunity when that time comes.
Absolutely, and it's one of those things. If your girls are not practicing hard and working hard, you can be rest assured those other teams are, and they're getting better.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. So we just want to make sure that we're at our best, and with this young team and with our size issues this year, I've tried. I want to, you get frustrated when you don't perform well, but then you got to sit back and say, okay, what was the problem here? Was it something that we really couldn't help, and we're just going to have to try our best to overcome? And so I've tried not to get too bent out of shape when when we haven't performed, let's say, as well as last year.
Right.
But you can't keep comparing teams to the team like last year.
Absolutely.
That's a once-in-a-generation top team. And you got to take what you got and know that these kids are doing everything that they possibly can and let them form their own identity. And then let them have an opportunity to see how far they can go without the pressure of trying to be as good as a team before them.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach. Anything else that you want to maybe let your fans be aware of? Any upcoming game? When do you play Cold Springs again? I know that's one that everybody.
If we play them again, it's going to be in the county championship.
That's right. Y'all already split.
We've already split. We beat them there, and they beat us at our place, which is kind of odd, and that's kind of been a kind of a weird twist in our series. We've won down there four straight years with a very hard place to play, and then they beat us here a couple of times. So, they're a very good basketball team. They're a team that, if you make it to the county finals, you certainly would kind of expect to see them there.
Right.
So they're every year, they're a team that you got to go through. And Tammy does an outstanding job with them, and they got a strong basketball team this year.
Yeah, they sure do, and so do you guys. So it's going to be a good tournament. There's several teams, if they show up and play well, they can beat another.
That's right. It's more balanced than it's been. Fairview is better. Hansville is better. And then Good Hope beat Fairview by about 15.
Right.
So there's balance there like we haven't had where you could in West Point. Is playing good basketball. And so, in times past, you could kind of just point and say, well, those two teams are going to be in the final.
That's it.
You can't do that this year. It could, there's quite a few teams that could sneak up and pull the upset this year.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, too late. I've already done that in the boys and the girls. I've already put Holly Pond and Cold Springs in the final.
We're just going to start there.
Hey,
Scott, man, I know you're busy. I know you got other things on your mind and talking to us, but we really appreciate you taking a few minutes and talk to us. And let me say this before you go. To the folks, at Holly Pond and around the community, or around this county, there's not a better coach and there's not a better guy than Scott Adams. And I've had an opportunity to work with you, and I'm a better person for being around you. And I just appreciate you and your whole family, Scott. You're just great people.
Well, I appreciate that, Ronnie. I don't deserve those words, but I feel the same for you. Me getting to come to Vinemont, what I did, I was at kind of a tough point in my career, my life, when my dad had passed away and didn't know what direction I was going to go. And you reached out to me and gave me that opportunity and kind of set my career path going, and I really appreciate that. And through the times of coaching and mowing those yards together, developing pretty good friendships.
Yeah, I
appreciate
that. Oh, you're welcome. I always remember you had to ride mower and I had to push mower.
Hey, how did that happen now?
That's what happens. You
have
got to do the pushing.
That's right.
You did a good job.
That's it, Scott. Scott was the brains of that outfit, so he got to ride and mower. So, hey, Scott, good luck to you, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Best of luck, Coach.
There's you, a heck of a good guy right there.
Yeah.
Scott Adams, Holly Pond Broncos, girls coach.
All right, folks, it's time for a break. We'll be right back again. The phone line's down today because this is pre-recorded. We are on vacation, so we'll be right back.
We're living it up, baby.
95.5 Coleman.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121.
334-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
All right, back with you after Coach Scott Adams, the Holly Pine Broncos. And Ronnie, like you said, he is a great guy, and he is excited about his team.
Oh,
he
yeah.
should be with, my goodness, two eighth graders,
and they're, fifth
they're
graders.
Playing with 6A schools. Yeah. A lot to look forward to at Holly Pine.
And being very competitive.
Right.
You know, they're sitting there, like you said, 9-6.
Yeah, and they're not playing sisters of the poor.
That's exactly right. They're playing good quality people, you know, which is talking about high school and good quality people, you know, that would segue us right into Coach Meyer and the Coleman Bearcats, the boys team there. We talked to Coach Meyer, I guess, last week or so, and he was headed to Austin to play a game, which that was an area game for him. They didn't have a choice in that. So I think Austin was ranked very high in Class 6A. Matter of fact, I think it was top two or three, something like that. They lost a very close game to Austin by about 5 or 6 points. And then earlier, let's see, last week, which when we air this, it'll be the week before.
Something like that.
The week before Christmas, they went down to Birmingham, and they played in the Steel City Classic down there at Samford, which is a really nice, well a ran tournament that you have to be invited to play, and they were one of the local teams that was invited. I think they had a great tournament. I think Coach Meyer would be pleased with it. The first game they won, they beat Parker, who Parker beat them last year in the regionals down here at Watts.
Parker, you've done some. Parker, yeah. Strong year in, year
oh,
out.
Yeah, Parker, I'm almost positive they went on and won the state, as a matter of fact. Parker did. They beat them. Then the next time they played Mountain Brook. Mountain Brook was the number one ranked team in Class 7A, which is the largest classification out there. They beat Mountain Brook, which was a huge win.
Yeah.
They played them like around at noon, I think, and then that same evening around 6 or 7, they played Faith Academy, which is I'm going to assume now that that's a private school just by the name. They're out of Mobile, and watched that one on TV, actually. And you could tell they'd already played earlier that day. They didn't have their legs under them. You know, they didn't shoot the ball well, and I think Coach Meyer would admit that due to his lack of size, if they don't shoot the ball well from the perimeter, their chances of being successful, you know, are greatly diminished.
Now, when do we start this, Ronnie, playing two games in one day? I mean, I know you do that in Pee Wee, but yeah. High school basketball?
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially the way Coleman runs the ball.
Exactly. So I don't know if that's the way they always run that tournament, or they, you know, the fact that they have maybe so many teams that they put in it to get it finished, you know, in the days they want to get it finished, they have to play, you know, somebody or someone.
Yeah, you go to
the
dressing room. Coach Meyer goes to the dressing room. All right, boys, you played well.
Yeah.
Look good. Go get a shower, and we'll be back out on the court.
That's right. Go get a shower, and we'll find a washing machine to put your uniform in, because we're going to do it again here in a few hours. So it was pretty obvious from just me watching them on TV. You know, they were a half a step slow. a lot of shots off the front of the rim, or sometimes they don't even, you know, they're not even drawing any iron at all. But you also have to give Faith Academy a lot of credit. That was a really fine looking basketball team. Big, powerful. They just killed them on the boards. Plus, they had some kids on the perimeter who shot the lights out of it. Really good team. I think they were ranked, you know, two or three in, I believe it was 5A. So they lost that game, and then they came back and played a couple days later, and they lost that game as well. They got beat by Theodore, and they are a top three club in their classification. So, again, to beat, I would assume then that they went 2-2, and they beat Parker and Mountain Brook. So
yeah, that's two big ones.
You know, so I think if you'd asked Coach Meyer before that tournament ever started, by looking at the people in it, say, hey, Coach, if you go 2-2, what do you think about that? I think he would take it.
Right, right. Ronnie, you talked about Faith Academy, and we around here are very familiar with Madison Academy.
Yeah.
And the private schools. Your opinion,
yeah,
do private schools really have any business playing in the same state tournament as the public schools?
Well, several years ago, Jason, here's what happened. This is going to be an opinion. Several years ago, you started having the private schools to dominate. They were winning a large percentage of the basketball, of the state championships. And there were some complaints there from, you know, public school officials, principals, coaches, superintendents, those people complaining about that. So what they did was, for every student at a private school, instead of you counting them as one student, you have to count them as 1.5 students. Now, what does that mean? Really, what that means is you may have the students to be a 2A school, the numbers, but because you have to count them at 1.5, you're going to be a classification up.
Right.
So that was something that was done to try to balance that out a little bit.
I'm sure that helps, but when you have the ability to go out and get best of the best, you're going to win your share.
You look at some of, when you go to the state tournament, you look at a program and you see where they're maybe where they're from.
Right.
It kind of raises an eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how this individual who just happens to be 6'10 ended up here. You know?
And not slapping Madison again.
No, nobody.
They're playing,
you still gotta,
just by the rules.
You still got to win the games.
Right.
You know.
You remember the 7'1" kid from Africa played it. Now, how many times has Viamont, Holly Pond, Cold Springs had the chance to go out and get a 7'1" African kid?
So. How about zero?
Right.
Hey, if we had a kid that was 6'3" and could run and grab the rim, we thought we were in business.
You know, if one of the county schools had somebody 7'1", they wouldn't be able to walk and chew bubble gum.
No. They wouldn't be an athlete at all. They, you know, want to play soccer, and there's not a lot of soccer played in Cullman County.
No, not a lot, but it is gaining popularity.
It is gaining popularity. That's exactly right.
Did you watch the World Cup, speaking of soccer?
I watched.
Be honest about it. I mean, you don't have to be politically correct.
I'm not. I watched a few minutes of about a couple of games. I don't know enough to even know why it's played like it is. Case in point, Jason. I hate to interrupt you. Why does the time run like it does?
I don't know. The USA match got to the end. I had no idea.
It starts at zero and goes up.
Right.
That's foreign to me.
And if there's certain injuries, there's time added to the clock or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that would be a good thing for this show if we got somebody who actually knew
soccer
and have them on here sometime.
I know somebody.
Maybe they could explain some of this, because I watched it and did get into the World Cup because of the United States.
Yeah, sure.
But like you said, I had no idea what was going on, how much time was
left. We need a tutorial.
Right.
How about that?
When the Olympics were in Atlanta and the team practiced over here at St. Bernard, they had a practice game. I went over there and watched.
Oh, really?
Had no idea what was going on. All I knew, they were kicking a round ball up and down a big field. But I will say one thing. There is no lack of action. It is full speed all the time.
And the thing that impresses me, the conditioning.
Oh, yeah. No question. They've got to be in better condition than any athlete.
You're right. It's just up and down the field, you know. I don't know really anything about it. But I did enjoy watching, you know, the goalie. Don't even know his name from the United States.
Oh,
it was, you know, by head and shoulders the best player on their team.
Right.
But that is a good thought. After the first of the year, you know, we'll get somebody in And sit with us and that will explain, give us a tutorial on soccer.
We needed us old timers.
Yeah.
Don't know that, a lot about
we don't know
soccer.
Anything about that.
I couldn't even play it on the PlayStation.
Me either.
We're running the national championship playoffs just a few days away now.
Yeah.
Alabama will be facing Ohio State. Florida State playing the Oregon Ducks.
That's right.
And we're going to have to pick our winners on those games because we won't be back until after those games.
We'll probably do that toward the end of the show today when we pick all of the remaining bowl games that's left. I will say this, since you mentioned that, Jason.
I'll be glad for you to say this.
Yeah, I know what's coming.
Everybody sit down, quit what you're doing. Ronnie has a big announcement.
I have a big announcement. Jason and I placed a bet, and Jason accepted it, that whomever, after all these bowl games are over, whoever wins, the other one has to, the loser has to take them out for a steak dinner. Well, we've played about six games, I think, so far, and Jason is 5-1. And I am 3-3, so he is he kind of torched me.
That's why I like it
there for a couple of games. So
I'll make up for it on some of these other games, some of the games that matter.
So, but we've got a lot of games left to be played yet. So, but Jason, he's got me so far with the bowl games that's been played. Speaking of bowl games that's been played, and I asked you this a little bit earlier, so I already know the answer. The BYU-Memphis game, after the game, there was a monster brawl that took place.
I'm going to have to watch it on YouTube.
And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about it right now because I really just want you to watch it yourself. But it was pretty nasty. Quite nasty, as a matter of fact.
Was the fight better or the football game better?
Oh, it was. I saw just a little bit of the football. The football game was great. You know, it was 55-48 or something like that. Went into overtime or double overtime. It was a fantastic game. Memphis scored a touchdown in overtime, and then BYU throws an interception. And that's where the game ended. And then that's when the...
Do you know, have any idea what started the fight?
Well, from the camera angle, you don't know because what happened was after the game, the kid intercepted it. That's where the camera was, and it was on him. And then maybe a dozen of his teammates were piling on him, and that's what they were showing. And then when the camera switches over to around midfield, I mean, you've already got 30 or 40 people that's in a big huddle. You know how they'll do, and so I don't really know what started it. I know they had been mouthing at one another the whole day, so, what I'm saying, there is no proof to it. I'm just throwing this out. Possibly what happened was Memphis winning the huge game, runs over there and probably taunts them a little bit, or something like
Memphis
that.
Memphis wouldn't do that. No. Memphis with the type kids they recruit wouldn't do anything like that.
So, I would, if I'm just throwing something out there, it probably would have to do with, something that was – that they probably voiced on their way over to, rub it in their face a little bit. But I don't know. You don't get to see that on the camera.
Right. Football is just about to get real. I mean, it is real from the time people are hearing this, which will Tuesday and Thursday after Christmas. The bowl games are real from here on out. Not that they matter. I mean, let's be honest. Auburn playing in the Outback Bowl doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference.
All it does is give the coaches time to work with the players for next year.
Exactly right. Exactly. But, we're kind of flip-flopping around, but when we're going to get Coach Johnson on at about 10 after 4, and going to let him tell us about, where his club is playing over the Christmas break, maybe where some of the other teams may be playing. I know Coach Springs and West Point's boys, for the last several years, they flip-flopped at Christmas. One would host it and then the other, and they always play in that tournament. I think Vimont may be in that as well. Of course, Coleman, I'm sure all of Coach Myers, his players' parents are just thrilled. Thrilled to death.
Run that schedule again. I'd love to hear it.
They're thrilled to death with Coach Meyer right now. You know how you want to spend a little bit, have a little time off and a little dead time and spend a little time with your family and those kind of things. Well, it ain't going to happen if you play for the Coleman Bearcats, at least if you play on the boys' team anyway. Like I said, they've just finished up a tournament in Birmingham called the Steel City Classic. At the end of the week after Christmas, they'll be playing the Yuletide. I think it's Yuletide Classic down at Wallace. That will take place for, I don't have the bracket in front of me, but you know it's going to be probably 3 days. And then when they finish that tournament, they're headed over to Mississippi, and they're going to play in another Christmas tournament. So, Merry Christmas to the Coleman Bearcats parents.
Yeah, you know, and the dads probably don't mind that too bad.
No, they don't.
We can live with
it. Yeah.
But moms, they have a totally different view of it.
They're just torched.
But, now, they play basketball
all the
other days. Yeah. Surely during Christmas, they can take off. They shouldn't be practicing. They shouldn't be playing.
You sound like you've heard that.
I've heard that.
You've heard that before, haven't
and
you?
I can say that because when this show is aired, Kathy will be in Gatlinburg, so she won't hear this show.
She won't. She'll never know what you said. That gives you a lot of freedom then, doesn't it, Jason?
I do like the days when you walk in the house and she'll say, I heard what you said today.
Oh.
And I have no idea what I said today, but I go ahead and admit to it. I say, well, honey, I was wrong.
You have no choice.
That's right.
No choice in the matter whatsoever. But, hey, Jason, we've got a few minutes here before we do need to go to a break. And we were talking about talking about college football and the bowl games, and of course the most important games, you know, are the playoffs this year with Alabama against Ohio State and Florida State and Oregon, and we'll dissect those a little bit later. But what I thought we might do for a few minutes is this is also, now that the season is winding down for the coaches, it's really just gearing up. I don't guess really the season ever winds down for college coaches, because
they do it right.
That's right, because right now is the prime time to where they're trying to get their recruiting classes lined up.
Right.
So if you will indulge me, we'll go through some of these. Certainly not all of them. There's an ESPN puts out the top 300 players that they see in the nation now, and certainly we're not going to go through all 300. We're just going to go briefly, but I will say the number one, number two, and number three, they are still have not committed. You got Terry Beckner Jr., who is from he's from St. Louis, Missouri. He is the number one prospect in the state, and he's leaning toward going to Missouri. Number two, Byron Cowart, is from Florida, and I believe he is leaning toward going to Florida.
Okay, let me hit on that one now. That is the recruit that I told you about that made the statement that if Muschamp went to Auburn, Auburn would go to the top of the list.
Okay.
But Florida's still strong running, and from what I've heard, it's probably 50-50 Auburn and Florida.
I got you. So. Well, he's again, this is he is the number one rated defensive end in the country.
He's like 6'4", 250.
6'4", 258 pounds. He runs a 40 and 4.97. And,
about as fast as I do.
Yeah, about as fast as you do. But right now, they still have him listed as, you know, as possibly going to Florida. But with Muschamp going to Auburn, I think he is definitely in the picture there for Auburn, which would be a huge signee there. Now, this next one, Martez Ivey, is also from Florida. He is the number one rated offensive tackle in the country, 6'6", 271 pounds, and he looks like he's going to Auburn.
He's going to Auburn. That's one I didn't know about.
Martez Ivey. So that's the number three.
Boy, if Auburn could land two and three there, that would be
one,
huge.
One the defensive end and the other with the offensive tackle. You're right. That would be huge. And, again, we're not going to go through all those. We will scan down, and let's just look at the ones from Alabama and Auburn who have committed. Alabama's first commitment is from the number 14th. Rated overall player, Blake Barnett. He is a quarterback from California. Now he is rated the number one quarterback prospect in the country. Overall, he's the number 14th rated player. Okay, so you kind of have to, that overall number is not as important really as his position.
Yeah, and how bad are you needing a position? And I think Alabama's in bad need of a all-star quarterback.
I think if he's a real deal and can come in and play, he may get an opportunity as a freshman. I don't know. They got a couple other guys down there that will compete as well. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with Coker. I mean,
Everybody thought he would play this year.
He was going to be, the lack of a better word, the savior for this team this year. And, you know, he probably hadn't taken 40 snaps all year long.
Oh, yeah, and that's been in games Mop up. Under control.
Yeah, it's already over.
Hey, speaking of that, Ronnie, did we talk about, if not, we need to just mention it.
Yeah.
That one of the top Heisman candidates of next year, have you heard?
No, I have not.
I don't remember if it was Dan or if it was Greg.
It was Dan. I know what you're saying.
No, I've seen it again now.
Auburn's backup quarterback
Auburn's
this year.
Auburn's backup quarterback this year. Jeremy Johnson is now, he's at least our guy and one more on Yahoo Sports has him listed in the top five of Heisman possibles next year.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And here's the thing. Auburn, the people in the know at Auburn, not so sure that he'll even start next year. So how's that, Grappy? the white kid who is actually white.
Okay, that's his name.
Yeah,
okay.
Possibly may move in there and take that position.
Where's he from? What's his history, his story?
I don't really know. I know is he is a supposedly a dual threat quarterback. I think he's a redshirt freshman.
Okay. Okay, but this was Alabama's first commitment, is Blake Barnett, from California. He is the number one rated quarterback in the entire country. As we scroll on through these, again, he was number 14, out of ESPN's top 300. The next one, Alabama has, the number 23 ranked player in the state, Calvin Ridley.
You said in the state. This is the nation.
Okay. I'm sorry. Calvin Ridley is a wide receiver from Florida. He is the top-rated wide receiver in the country. He is committed to the University of Alabama.
Hey, you're not going to get one that's as good as the one you're losing.
You got that right. Next, Alabama has another recruit, number 26 on the ESPN Top 300. Fitzpatrick is his last name. He is from New Jersey. You know, they go up there and they get some of those from up there occasionally.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, especially Alabama, the places they are getting players from. A few years ago, it was Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee.
That's right.
But now
it's nationwide. Exactly. He is from New Jersey. He is a cornerback, and he is the fourth rated cornerback in the entire nation. He is also committed to the University of Alabama. Now, Jason, as soon as I find one with Auburn, I'm going to call it out.
Well, we had number two and three there, possible.
Possibles.
Yeah.
That's right. As I scroll on through.
I know you done skipped three or four. So.
Yeah. The number 55 rated player by ESPN is Lester Cotton. He is from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He is an offensive guard, 6'4", 328 pounds. He is a number two rated offensive guard in the nation.
I want to tell you something about recruiting, Ronnie. If you don't have the people in place, and Alabama does, I'm not slapping this at Alabama, but if you don't have the people in place to do something with these recruits and improve them once they get there,
it don't mean jack.
It don't mean a hill of
beans. No, you're right.
Take the Georgia Bulldogs, for example.
Yeah.
Year in, year out, they're top 10 recruiting class.
Yeah.
And they end up every year being a 8-5 team, maybe a 9-4 after the bowl game.
Exactly right. It's what you do with them
once you get
them there that's important. The number 63rd rated player, Adonis Thomas, is from Lawrenceville, Georgia. He is also an Alabama recruit. He's also committed to Alabama. He is an outside linebacker, 6'4", 219. He is rated as the number five outside linebacker in the country. Another defensive player that Alabama has apparently gotten. Number 65 goes to the Auburn Tigers, Richard McBride from Troy, Charles Henderson High School. He is an outside linebacker, 6'2", 210, and he is the sixth rated outside linebacker in the country.
We got him out of the backyard.
That's it.
We finally got one out of the backyard. We lost one from Auburn High School.
Right, you sure did,
and
Mr. Foster.
Yeah, and I have to say, glad you got him. So.
If he ever learned a T.
Something wrong with that situation.
He will take your head off on the special teams.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean.
But I don't think. And yeah. Lord, forgive me for saying this. I don't think he's got sense to get out of the ring.
He's struggling figuring out how to run the whatever Saban's wants to run.
Hey, our boss man just come back in. Boss man just come back into the studio.
You want me to do this?
I'm ready for him to cut you off, what? To be honest.
I'm giving you
this equal. This is the Alabama recruiting show.
I'm giving you equal. I'm giving you equal treatment here. If I can just find one from Auburn, okay. You want me to go on?
Go on. I like it.
Okay. Number 69th rated player is Deontay Thomas. He is from Texas. He is a number 3 rated safety in the country. He has also committed to the University of Alabama. You know, honestly, you know, if you're an Auburn fan as you are, that has to be somewhat concerning.
Not really. It's that way every year. Oh. I mean, it is. It's that way. Since Saban has been in Alabama, they are the top recruiting and every year, and Auburn has held their own with them. So
last one I saw, Auburn was down at about 12.
Yeah.
They're usually higher.
That won't stay there, though.
It's going lower.
It could.
But if they got number 2, if they get either one of those,
yeah,
you know, going up.
Muschamp does what everybody expects, Auburn will be a top 5 or 6. Now, they're not going to be at 1 or 2, but they'll be a top 5 or 6. And even with all those all-star recruits that Alabama keeps getting, Auburn holding their own. So.
Holding their own.
Holding their own. Yeah, look back.
You say holding their own or holding on?
Holding their own.
All right, here's you another one. Hale Hendage, however you say it, 6'4", 230. He's from Missouri, tight end, number 2 rated tight end in the country, who has committed to Alabama. So.
All right, enough of the Alabama recruiting.
I've got some more.
Well, I'm sure you do. And while we're on a break, I'll pull up another one that'll give Auburn a little credit. So it all depends on which one you look at.
This is just the ESPN top 300. And it's what most people
Saban
go by.
Lovers.
It's what most people
Saban lovers.
You sound just like an Auburn hater.
All right. It is time for a break, and we'll be back with Coach Johnson of Mud Eagles. Find out what's going on up on 31 Highway.
That's it.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, Holiday Edition, episode number 40. Michael's Flowers and Design in Cullman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Cullman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your AK Rentals has been serving Cullman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
If your paycheck's slipping away in insurance premiums, let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com. You're listening to Sports Talk Live right here on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman.
All right, back to the show, and thankfully we've got somebody to talk to, so we don't have to talk this Alabama football stuff. We've got Coach Todd Johnson of the Vinemont Eagles. Coach, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you up front, you're going to have a hard time with running. I'm a War Eagle fan, but, boy, he has put me through the mill this year, I'm telling you.
Hey, War Eagle.
Todd is too. I knew he was. I knew that's coming.
That's why I said it. And, in fact, and what is your brother's name, Todd?
Ted left me.
Yeah. Auburn Vanderbilt game and bought my tickets there, sitting there, and somebody hit me in the back, and it was Tech and his wife sitting behind me. And so I knew if he was an Auburn fan, Todd had to be an Auburn fan too.
Yeah, War Eagle all the way.
Hey, but tell us about basketball at Vinemont. What's going on?
Well, we're fixing to go to Elkmont for four games in 2 days, giving them a little break this week, enjoy the family, enjoy Christmas. And right now we're 8-7. We're still working hard. We dropped a couple of close ones. We're a little bit inconsistent at times, but we're plugging away. And I got a great group of young kids that they're good kids. They're good kids in the classroom. They're good kids away from the basketball court. And I'm proud of that as I am anything.
I got you. Hey, Todd, tell us a little bit, you know, if somebody hasn't seen your team and they come to see it, what are they going to see from the Vinemont boys team?
Well, we try to play hard. We play hard. We play fast when we can. And sometimes we play faster than what we're capable of the turnovers. But we play hard. We'll mix up some man and we'll do some half-court trap. But they play hard, get after it, and they probably play their best when they get a little transition. So the boys, the seniors that I have, they like to play up and down game. We're not to the level of Holly Pond and Coleman on the speed of getting up and down, but they like to run when the opportunity arises.
I got you. Hey, you was talking about your seniors. Can you kind of take us quickly through your roster? You know, how many players you got? How many juniors, seniors, and sophomores, and you know that kind of thing.
Sure. My starting five are all seniors. Zach Drake. He's been with me on varsity for 2.5 years now. He's primarily point guard and shooting guard. Him and Lance Stanley are both seniors. Lance is closing in on 1,000 points, too. He's probably going to get that maybe over the Christmas break. But them two handle the ball primarily. They run our sets. They're both very active in defense. They probably leading the team in steals. Then I have two twin brothers, Tyler Tucker and Trey Tucker. They're both seniors. Tyler Tucker is my three-point shooter. That's primarily what he does, and he can light it up when he gets on. Sometimes he's a little inconsistent, but he plays. He shoots the three ball very well. Plays pretty good D. His brother Trey is a post player. He's a senior. He has some really good post moves and plays pretty good defense. And both boys are real good boys. And Trey Waldrick's my other senior that rounds out my starting five. He's been on the varsity for 1 year. I think he's second, maybe third on the team in rebounds. He's already taken 7 charges, which I try to get the other kids to take more than that. But right now he's on a pretty good pace. I'd like him to have a little more than that, but, he does a great job defensively and, crashing the boards. He brings a lot of high energy. Then I have Hunter, Green. He's a junior. He's the first one off the bench. Gives me some good minutes. He's also a good shooter. He's shooting about 50% from the three-point line. He's got to get him some more shots. Defends well. I have another junior, David Flores. His first year on varsity as well. Real quick, real fast. Plays pretty good defense. Gives me some good minutes. And I have one sophomore, Garrett Bowen. He's probably the purest athlete of the bunch. He can run and jump. Very fast, quick. Still working on some aspects of his game since he is just a sophomore, but he gives me some very valuable minutes. He's played real well the last three or four games he's played in.
Great. How many kids have you got on the varsity, Coach?
I've got eight.
You got eight, okay.
Yeah, we got a short bench.
You do. Does that kind of limit, you know, if you're wanting to press and get up down the floor, does that kind of limit you know, your ability to do that because of your numbers, or has it not been a problem?
So far, we've been gassed. We was in the Hog Pond Thanksgiving tournament, and we had a couple of games before that tournament, and we played five games in 5 days. By the time we got to Hog Pond in the final of that Thanksgiving tournament, they were gassed, but they played hard. I think our conditioning is pretty good. So far, it hasn't been a problem. We may not full court press the whole game, but we might go a little bit of half court trap, which gives them a little bit of a break. And then we may not play man a full game. We'll mix in a little 1-3-1 and our 2-3.
Sure.
That gives them a little bit of a break. But if they're doing that right, you shouldn't be getting a whole lot of break on defense. You know what I mean?
That's right. You get your breath on offense.
Yeah, but those three bench guys come in and fill some valuable minutes. To give those starters a quick breather, and so far, I don't feel that we've been gassed, but maybe one or two games.
Right. Well, hey, that's great. That says something for your conditioning too.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're trying to play at a quick pace, and you only got eight players, so that says something for them there. Hey, before we move, and you were talking about the Christmas tournament you're in. Before we go there, tell us who's in your area for those who don't know, and kind of what you're looking at, you know, from the people that you're playing against in the area, how that's kind of shaping up.
Okay, in our area we have Holly Pond, Hansel, and Susan Moore, and us. Right now we're 1-2. We've beat Susan Moore, Hansel beat us by 2, and Holly Pond, I think they beat us by 14. So we're looking at the third spot right now, but we've got three more area games after Christmas break. Right now Holly Pond would be in the driver's seat. But we match up real well with Hansel and Susan Moore both, and we play real inconsistent. Holly Pond probably is the toughest team. They've got probably the most amount of ball players. They've got some really skilled athletes right now. The Jones brothers and the Smith brothers, Calhoun. They've got a lot of talent right now.
Yes.
So everybody would have to play a really good game to match their intensity.
Sure.
But we've hung with them. Twice. I mean, late in the third quarter, I think we've had it single digits. 6 points one game and 7 the other, but you know how they can go on a roll and get on a run. They hit a couple of threes, and they can knock it right back wide open. So we got to do a better job of defending them. And Hansel, same way. They've got good guard play. The Malcolm kid is a very good player. They got a pretty good post player, too. We didn't have a best shooting night against them, so we'll have to play a little better defense and hit a couple more shots. Try to secure that first or second seed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Coach. If you get either the one or the two, or that's how you end up, after the area tournament, who's your corresponding area with?
Now that's going to be the kicker there, because if you end up runner up in our area, more than likely you're going to Maston Academy.
Well, that's a treat.
Yeah, yeah. So they're probably going to win their area over there. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, Coach, and I can't recall the other.
We talked to Coach earlier, Coach Adams, a little bit earlier. Did he say one of the limestones? Did he say
East or West limestone? Yeah, and Lauderdale County.
That's
That's correct. That's the one opposite of us. So somebody on the girls' side is going to have to match up with that Lauderdale.
Exactly.
Girls too.
Exactly. So all the local schools here are going to have their hands full when it comes to sub-region play.
Yes, it's going to be tough.
Exactly. Well, hey, talking about you, I'll ask you this question. I'll let Jason have you for a few minutes. You said you were going to Elkmont and was going to be playing four games in 2 days. Who all's in that tournament? I know you've been over there, before or been going for several years, so you must like the tournament or you wouldn't keep going.
Yeah, it's just something different. We get to play out of county teams, and I like that aspect of it. We're going to play Clements, we're going to play Ardmore, we're going to play Lexington, and we're going to play Elkmont. And I think Paint Rock is there as well. Athens Bible is there. And I was thinking there might be two more, and I can't think off the top of my head the other two. But there's six out of eight that I know is there.
So it's just a round robin. You already know who you're playing.
Yes, yes, we play, yes. The first day we are going to play Elkmont, and I believe it's Clements. Then okay. The second day we'll play in Lexington and Ardmore.
Okay, now when, what days are those, Coach, again? When does that start?
We're going to play Friday. We're going to play Friday at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And Saturday we're playing at 11 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Okay, of this week.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Coach, we're pre-recording this show, yeah. So we want to make sure we don't have people sitting in the gym waiting on a ball team to show up. So that's the reason Ronnie was asking for sure when that was.
Hey, yeah,
Coach,
no problem.
A question I asked Coach Scott Adams earlier, I got to ask you because Ronnie and I have batted this thing back and forth. When it comes tournament time, county tournament, area tournament, you had your choice winning one tournament. You can only win one. Which would you rather win, the county or the area? I know you want both of them, but if you had your choice.
We've talked about this before and other coaches, and to me, I would, even though I love county play and there's some solid teams, it means more to me and my kids if we can win that area because it prolongs our season.
Right.
We can get an extra couple of games and we can get a chance or the opportunity to go back to Wallace and play, and that's what it's about is finishing strong. And trying to finish up the year playing the best ball that you can play, and that's sort of the case that we were in last year. We was area runner up and went out and beat a very good solid Hamilton team, and we got to play Max Academy down at Wallace, and that's something that I'll cherish with all those seniors that I had last year, and it made my juniors that are seniors this year very hungry.
Hey, and I was at that game at Wallace, and hey, you give Madison Academy all they wanted there for a while. And,
yeah, we scared them for a half. It was a 2-point game at half, and they clamped down on the full court press, and we folded and buckled just a moment two or there, and they broke it to about 12-14, and we never recovered. But they was the best team that we played.
No, yeah, they're strong year in, year out. And
yeah.
When I asked that question to Coach Adams, he kind of threw us a loop, and he said he would take runner up in the area, and he'd still be able to play and then win the county, and that way he could still play on. So
I
told him that was kind of cheating. That wasn't the question.
Yeah, that was not the question. I kind of
more wise than me. I didn't think of that.
But I, Coach, I kind of agree with you. I'd much rather win that area and be able to play at home than I am to be a runner up and have to travel.
Yeah, I'd much rather play on our home court.
Exactly. I mean, there's just an advantage of not having to get on a bus early, and because mm-hmm. you're probably going to have to travel a little further distance, you know, maybe than you normally would in your games, and there's just nothing like playing at home.
Right. And we was very fortunate. Hamilton had a good, solid team last year, but that was one of the better games my kids played, and they were super excited, and it was just a good win for our program and for the community too.
Absolutely. You know, and all the county team, we all play down there at Wallace at the county tournament. Yes, it is exciting, and it's a big deal, but it has a different feel when you're down there for that regional play.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole nother level. It is. Because if you lose, you're done.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, and the kids raise their game, and I think they understand that. And I know the nerves play a little bit, but nerves can be good, too. They can give you a little adrenaline. And,
right.
Sometimes play above your head.
Exactly. Well, you have to earn your way down there. You know, it's not one of those things where everybody's going to get to go. You have to earn your way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, how are the crowds this year? Are you getting good support from the community?
We've had pretty good home crowds. We had a real good home crowd our last game against Good Hope. Of course, we had a youth night. We try to do a youth night once a year where I let all the Pee Wee Association, if they wear their jerseys, they come in for free. We also had Squonk John's dinner that was a fundraiser for us. So that was a pretty good crowd. Holly Pond and West Point always bring good crowds. Our crowd participation has been pretty good this year.
Okay, one more question, and then if Ronnie's got anything up, let him finish it up. But as far as your schedule from here on out, is the worst behind you now, or is it still, as they say in Auburn terms, amen corner ahead?
Yeah, we still got some tough ones. We've got to go to West Point. We've got to go to Holly Pond. Hansel and Cold Springs comes to us. Our first game of the year, we played Cold Springs, a really good game. We got down big and cut it to 5 or 6. I think we end up getting beat by 6, but we had a terrible second quarter, but we played right with that team, and Coach Springs is one of the top teams in the county. So if my guys play consistent, play smart, I feel pretty good about our chances with whoever we match up with.
Good deal.
Well, great. Hey, Coach, I know you're busy and you got things you need to be doing. Maybe you got your Christmas shopping done and all that kind of stuff. But we really appreciate you taking, 10 or 15 minutes and talk with us about your team and, how the season's going, your expectations and all those things. So, again, we really appreciate, you taking the time to spend with us. And I'll say this, and I said it to when we were talking to Scott a little bit earlier. If I had a boy out there playing, I would be thrilled if he was playing for Todd Johnson. And you're the kind of young man and young coach that we need more of, and we need more coaches and teachers like you and Jamie. So thank you for what you do. It's a tough job, but you're doing a heck of a job there, and I'm excited and happy for you.
I appreciate that. Thanks for kind words.
All right, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
We'll see you down the road, certainly at the county tournament. Best of luck the rest of the way, too.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you, Coach. Merry Christmas.
All right, Coach Todd Johnson, the Viamont Eagles boys coach. Music's playing, so it means it's time for a break. Pay some bills. We'll be right back and maybe get into college football. And I don't know if Ronnie wants to talk about that or not, but we'll go.
As everyone is totally confused, of course, this program is pre-recorded, and we keep saying Merry Christmas, although it's a couple of days. And they're going to be confused. I'm just predicting that when the show airs, it's going to be blue sky, yet you keep hearing thunder in the recording.
Right. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman, Alabama.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Jab.
T14, what a year, let's reminisce and raise a glass. Here's to priceless memories.
Like me and my colorful
ass. The rise of ISIS caused a crisis.
Russia made big power play.
We massacred the Democrats.
But who needs Congress anyway?
Ferguson blazed up with rage. We trembled as Ebola spread.
We smoked some legal reefer.
And we dumped ice buckets on our heads.
On birth control, we all said no.
We canceled every Cosby show.
In 2014, Leno left.
I said goodbye, Colbert Report.
I was all about the base.
I was
wasn't famous anymore.
Scandal rocked the NFL.
Retired or not,
we called it quits.
Justin Bieber got arrested. Jay-Z had his greatest hits.
Outer space was cool and trendy.
Someone hacked our private news.
Pharrell was happy, Al was weird, and Marvel's store was growing boots.
We said so long,
it's sad we're gone.
But my poetry's forever,
and our comedy lives on.
Everybody.
All right. Hey.
Whatever. I don't know what to say to that, Jason.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that was, or I don't know.
Jake's going to have to.
I did hear a couple of things I knew about. I knew about Ferguson.
They do it every year. It's a website by the name of Jib Jab, and they they've been doing this since like 2002, and they just released this a few days ago.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you recognized when they said reefer.
Yeah, I knew all about that. I had to Google it.
Yeah, buddy.
I think I have an answer to Ferguson, though. The problem having out in Ferguson, and, you know, it's kind of spread across the nation.
Careful now.
I think I know how to solve that problem.
Oh, okay.
If they would fly over and drop out job applications, that crowd would disperse. I mean, there would be nobody around.
It'd be running like it was a plague, wouldn't it?
Just fly over and drop out job apps, and they're gone. Yeah.
They don't want to work.
No.
Oh, man. All right, on another subject we have to leave that to Jay and Melissa. Hey, you know, Jason, the AP All-American team is out, and why don't we run through that, and then we'll hit on, you know, Alabama and Ole Miss and, you know, Florida State and Oregon.
Now, why are we going to bring that? Ole Miss into this?
Did I say Ole Miss?
Yeah. Now, you still got Ole Miss on your mind.
I do.
Because I predicted that one, and it's still burning.
I predicted Alabama would win the national championship and go undefeated.
And you still got a chance, 50% of it.
I still got a chance for them to win it all.
That's
because
it.
They're not going to go undefeated, but I got a chance.
What percent chance do you give Alabama to win it all, Ryan? Let's not say 100. I know.
No, I don't. I picked them to win it at the beginning of the year. I don't know how I can do this. I have to stick with them to win it. I think Oregon wins it.
I think Oregon's
Does that make
gonna
sense?
Win. Yeah. Yeah. I would give Alabama 50-50.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd give them 50-50. I think they're going to win the first game and
too.
Then the championship.
I don't think I don't think it could have fallen any better for them than to have Ohio State.
Oh, right. Right, with a third-string quarterback
coming in.
He has played
playing
one
against
game.
Urban Meyer and hey, you know, that's set up pretty nicely.
Yeah, I think Alabama actually is better off with Ohio State than they would have been if TCU. I think TCU was the worst matchup Alabama could have had.
I agree.
To start, but
I agree.
But cards fell their way, and they will be playing Ohio
State.
We'll see
how it goes. And now, you know, they're going to have to play well.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You're not going to slop around now and win a football game. So, you know, they're going to have to play well, but you know, when it gets to this time of the year, Jason, and you know, and I know it makes you nauseated, but you look at Saban's record. If he can get to the national championship game, he has never lost when he's gotten to the national championship game. And it's not one of those things where he's only won one. I mean, he's won four.
Right. I'll give you that. So I don't like it, but I'll give it to you.
He's 4-0.
Yeah, but you know, all streaks end at some point.
Well, you're right, at some point.
And then I know if they were to lose the Ohio State game this year.
Well, that'd be a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, but then his streak will still be intact because he didn't
That's
make
true.
It to the championship.
That's true. I'm with you there.
Who are all
All right, All-American teams, see if there's any of these comes as a surprise. Quarterback, Marcus Mariota, Jr., 6'4", 219 pounds from Oregon.
Is he the number one draft pick?
No question.
I think so.
Who's number two?
I don't know. You know, depending on who you listen to, some people
have
Jameis as
opinion.
The top 2 to 5, and then some have him as low as the last of the first
There's
round.
There's no way to know.
No.
Really.
And he could pull another stunt before then.
He could. There's plenty of time, yeah. You know, I mean, for the NFL draft.
I'm sorry. He has been cleared.
He's been cleared. It's been several months. I mean, it'll be several months for the NFL draft. And you don't know how these NFL teams are going to line up, you know, how they're going to trade up to get a higher pick, or it just depends on what their need is. But the ones I'd seen was Mariota would go one, and probably Jameis could, you know, would probably go two.
Hey, did you see the, I think it was the Georgia Tech game where Jimbo, I think we talked about this, mouthed to Winston, him coach.
Yeah, more than once.
Now, can you see Mariota, on the other hand, can you see his coach having to tell him that?
No.
I mean, that is one kid you heard nothing out of. He's went out, done his job. And
his numbers are unbelievable.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, 38 touchdowns in the air, he rushed for 14 more.
Yeah, that's.
I think that's
and I
right.
Think about, two interceptions on the season.
You're exactly
not
right.
Not a game, on the season.
In the season. Two in the season.
Right.
So he has had as good a year as any quarterback, you know, in recent memory, if maybe not, you know, not ever. So I hope he turns out to be a great NFL player. I mean, he's got the size. You know, he's 6'4", long, 219. He probably could stand a little more weight. But anyway, that's quarterback. Running backs, no surprise, Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin. Also, and see if you've heard of this one, Tevin Coleman Jr. from Indiana.
No, I knew they had a good running back that was putting up big numbers, but I had no idea what his name
was. Well, that's him from Indiana. So, All-American there. You know, I don't know how often they have All-Americans at Indiana
in
football.
In football, not very often.
Not very often, that's right.
And then now in basketball, probably not very
often. Yeah, that's falling off, too. The two tackles, you got a Brandon, and I'm going to mispronounce some of these, Brandon Sheaf, 6'5", 320 from Iowa, and Spencer Drango, Jr., 6'6", 310 from Baylor. So there are your tackles. Your guards were Trey Jackson, senior, 6'4", 330 from Florida State, and Lakin Tomlinson, senior, 6'3", 320 from Duke.
Them boys can put away some grub.
You better believe it. Center, you'll be glad to hear this. Reese
Dismukes,
center from Auburn University, 6'3", 296
pounds. And it's nice to know that he can still make All-American after that snap he made against Texas A&M. So.
Yeah, All-American. He was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
No,
he snapped his share.
He was a great one. Tight end, Nick O'Leary, 6'3", senior, 247 pounds from Florida State. Do you know who his granddaddy is?
Bob O'Leary.
No.
John O'Leary.
Not even O'Leary.
No. Ted... Rough Scuffing.
You're close. Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that, did
no,
you?
I didn't.
That's his. Jack Nicklaus is his granddad. Wide receivers, this will come as no surprise. Amari Cooper from Alabama and Rashad Higgins from Colorado State. We talked a little bit about Rashad Higgins and his numbers, and they were pretty close to Amari Cooper's.
You know, Amari Cooper running – as bad as I dislike Alabama, he will probably go down as my
your favorite Alabama
favorite
player.
Alabama player.
Doesn't he just go play?
Oh yeah, that's another one you don't hear anything out of him.
Nothing.
Well spoken when he does talk.
Doesn't want to talk.
Right.
You know, he just goes about his business. You know, he makes a pass, he gives it to the official, he goes back to the huddle. You know, there's no jumping around and pointing and all this mess, you know, that a lot of them do.
A far cry from Alabama's punter. And those of you on Twitter, I don't even know the kid's name. Ronnie might know it.
Alabama's punter?
The Alabama punter.
Oh, now, he's the most valuable player.
If you want to get a kick and you want to see somebody a kick, I didn't even think about that with the punter. But anyway, if you want some laughs, follow him on Twitter.
Really?
Oh, he is.
Is he fun?
He has to be the most conceited person I have ever run across in my life. Now, part of it probably, you know, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You need to follow him on Twitter.
See, I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I do know this.
Get your smartphone. We'll teach you.
I do know this. He can kick the air out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he is impressive. Kicker. Field goal kicker. All-American. Robert Aguayo. Aguayo from Florida State.
That's what I was
no
say.
Question.
He had to be there.
Wow. You got that right. All-purpose player, Shaq Thompson, Jr. from Washington. That is your offensive All-American, AP All-American team. Defensive All-American team, at ends, Joy, again, I'm going to butcher some of these names, Joy Bosa from Ohio State. Vic Beasley from Clemson. Those are your ends. Your tackles, Malcolm Brown from Texas and Danny Shelton from Washington. Linebackers, Scooby Wright from Arizona. And good grief, this is a Hawaiian name. Kilaka.
We won't ever know if you say that.
K-I-K-A-H-A. Kilaka from Washington. And then Paul Dawson from TCU. Cornerbacks, Golson from Mississippi, Ole Miss, and Olomo from Oregon. Those are your cornerbacks. Safeties, Landon Collins, University of Alabama, and Jared Holloman from Louisville. Punter, Todd Hackett from Utah. The kid from Alabama, the Scott, that's his name, from Alabama, was not the first team All-American.
I'm trying to get Tyler to tell me the Twitter handle to follow him by. I'd like to look that up on my Twitter and read a few of those to you, sir.
I see. But
Alabama, what, was two All-Americans? Auburn,
right,
with one?
With one, yep. So that is your, you know, that's the first team offense, first team defense, and we're certainly not going to go any far beyond
your magazine, that, so. Ronnie, I know it compares. It takes Alabama, Auburn, Auburn. See,
Auburn.
I got it on my mind.
Auburn is not playing in this national
championship
semifinal.
I'm putting them there, though. I'm trying to put them there. Alabama, Ohio State goes maybe category by category. You want to run through that and see how they've got it stacking up.
You want me to do that? Or do you want to know how we got to this point? Would you like me to go through the season?
No, we know how you got to this point. And I'm going to tell you, my opinion. I'm not going to look at it, and let's see how close
okay,
I am.
Okay. There's a breakdown here of Alabama and Ohio State and Oregon and Florida State, as there always is. There's 8 categories, okay? The first category is quarterback, Jason.
Quarterback, no question, got to go to Alabama.
No question.
Ohio State playing the third string.
That's right. No question. I agree with you completely there. How about running backs? Who gets the advantage there as far as running backs? Now, I will give you – would you like to know what the experts are – they're saying, or do you not know that?
Yeah, after I pick. I don't want to be influenced.
Now, you can have – okay, well, you can be a tie. It can't, okay. Doesn't just have to be one or the other. The running backs.
I'm going to say, in a close one, I'm going to have to go with Ohio State.
Okay. Well, it turned out here to being a tie.
A tie.
But I agreed with you. I think the running back at Ohio State is a little bit better, even you know, the tandem of Derrick Henry and T.J. Yeldon. I think T.J. Yeldon, quickly, if you would like to know their stats for the year, he rushed for 932 yards, which is 60 nationally. And Derrick Henry ran for 895 yards, which is 68th nationally for those two guys carrying the football from Alabama,
and
which
Henry,
is pretty impressive.
Derrick Henry, to me, has been a little bit of a disappointment.
A sophomore slump,
yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, because, you know, boy, that Oklahoma game, he looked like all world.
And, you know, and then against Auburn, which you probably couldn't count against, or Missouri, I'm sorry, he had some really good runs there. It seems to be Derrick Henry is at his best if he can get the ball and get to the edge and get started going north-south. If he can do that, he's very effective because he has great speed. I mean, he's huge, but he has great speed. But he doesn't have lateral movement like T.J. Yeldon. He doesn't miss people well. But if you can seal the edge and he can get his shoulders turned upfield, he's a load then. But those are the stats for the two running backs at Alabama. For Ohio State, you got Elliott who rushed for 1,402 yards, which was 25th in the nation. And then you have T.J. Barnett, who rushed for 938 yards, which was 57th nationally. So their running backs, if we're going strictly by stats, Jason, would have the edge over Alabama. So,
I give that to Ohio State on just because of Derrick Henry being a disappointment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's done his part, but he's a little fumble prone. So.
Yeah.
Ohio State. So we're 1-1.
Ohio State on running backs. This one, I think, goes without any explanation. Receivers and tight ends, Alabama or Ohio State?
There's no doubt about it, Alabama.
Zero. That's exactly right. Offensive line, Alabama, Ohio State?
I'm going to go Ohio State.
Well, okay.
What do they say?
They say Alabama.
I'm not impressed with Alabama's offensive line. Not impressed.
They're different offensive line than they've had.
Oh, yeah. And that may be why I'm looking at
that's
it.
That's why. I mean, they're not the, you know, for the old adage, the smash mouth, you know, right. We're going to run right beside the guard and the tackle, and then we're going to come right back and do it the next play.
Right.
They don't do it the same way anymore.
All right. The music means it's time to pay bills. And
we'll finish that up when we
come
back
to that. And you're listening to the Holiday Edition, Episode 40 of Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Cullman, Alabama.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Cullman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Cullman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Cullman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Cullman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Cullman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Cullman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Cullman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk Live, the Holiday Edition, and we're going through the Alabama-Ohio State game coming up in just a few days. Alabama fans,
that's right.
Hey, they're beside themselves. You're seeing the Alabama flags flying.
Of course.
The stickers all on the vehicles. And
you
mine are tucked safely away at home now. Yeah,
you don't see any saying beat Wisconsin, do you?
Outback bowl bound. Now,
that's it. And happy to be there. Oh, man. Hey, Jason, let's go on through our matchups, our position matchups. Offensive line, again. That goes to Alabama.
And I'm going Ohio
State. And you're going Ohio State. Defensive line.
I'm going Alabama.
Well, they're going Ohio State.
They're crazy.
So there you go. Just the opposite.
I wonder where they get that.
Well, they got one All-American.
Blind squirrel.
I hope that's right. So there you go. Jason has the defensive line he gives to Alabama. For depth, certainly Alabama. I don't think there's not a defensive line that has more depth than Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
More depth than Alabama?
No, I'm talking about the Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly. Linebackers, who has the advantage? Ohio State,
I'm
Alabama.
I'm going to say Alabama.
Alabama, you got it. That's what they say, too. Secondary.
Oh, secondary, I don't know. I'm going to have to go Ohio State on that.
I would agree with you. Alabama has been, now they've been better, but they still have been very vulnerable to the past. Yeah. Just like if we all can remember, you know, the SEC championship game, the only thing that Missouri did the whole game offensively was Marty Mack scrambling around, running for his life, and heaves it down the field as far as he can three times, and they catch it three times.
Yeah, go deep.
That's right, just like playing in the backyard. Special teams, this goes without.
Special team, Alabama.
Alabama, and it's not because of the field goal kicker. It is certainly because of it is because of their punter. So the advantage there, you know, not overwhelmingly, but from all these positions, Alabama certainly.
I've got it Alabama 5, Ohio State 3.
Okay, and that is let's see, Alabama 6-3. You must have missed one somewhere.
I missed one somewhere.
So you had it pretty close.
Yeah, I'll say 6-3.
Pretty close to the same, okay? Before we move on to Florida State and Oregon, who's going to win?
Alabama.
We're going to pick the national championship.
Alabama
just this
wins
game.
This one. I'm going to say a score of.
Give me a score.
27-17.
27-17, Bama.
Right. Okay. That is about what the point spread is.
It's so. About 10?
Yep, about
10.
So.
We'll see when we come back how that works. Okay, let's move on to the matchups with Ohio State and Oregon. Okay, Jason, quarterbacks, who gets the nod?
Now,
this one's not, but remember, you can't have ties.
Right. I'm not going to have a tie. I'm going Oregon, Mariota. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's won, got two interceptions, and it's going to be Oregon all the way.
I agree. But won't that be kind of an exciting game, though, when you got the current Heisman Trophy winner playing against the guy who won? I don't know. I was wondering. I was going to ask you that question if that ever happened before. I don't know of it, but we'll research it and find out if it has. We will certainly share it with everybody.
It couldn't have lined up any better with Saban and Urban
That's
Meyer
right. That's
facing
right.
off and then Wentz
two
and
Heismans.
Mariota.
That's exactly right. Okay, running backs. Any advantage for either team?
I don't know a lot about the Oregon running backs, but I'm going to go with Oregon again.
Okay, well, they're giving it a tie, but yours is more important.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them, so.
That's right. Receivers and tight ends, Florida State or Oregon?
Oh, wow. Ooh.
You hear that pop?
I heard it. Folks, it is coming a thunderstorm. Now, you may be listening under blue skies, as Jay said, but right now it is coming thunderstorm.
That's it.
I'm going to go Florida State because of the tight end position.
There you go. And that's exactly what the experts, we shall say, pick. Offensive line?
Florida State.
No question. Defensive line?
Florida State. What do they
say? They say toss-up. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with that one. Linebackers.
I'm going to go Oregon on this one, Ronnie.
So did they. Secondary, defensive secondary.
Once again, I'm going Oregon.
Okay, they went Florida State.
Fair enough.
Special teams.
Florida State.
No question. Field goal kicker. If they get to the 40-yard line, he can kick a field goal.
Yeah, and we're not talking about the opposing 40. We're talking about their own 40.
If he can just see the goalpost, he has an opportunity.
You get him in a stadium, he can kick it.
That's exactly right. Did you put your totals down? What do you have?
I think I missed one again, but I'm 4-4.
You're 4-4? Okay. Let's see. The matchup. Oh, there's eight categories. The experts here have given, of course, now some have a tie, okay? So Florida State gets 6 check marks, and Oregon gets 4. So there you go. Okay, Jason, who's going to win this game? Oregon, Florida State.
Oregon wins it.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot closer than the point spread. I'm going to say Oregon 30, Florida State 27.
Oh.
It could even be an overtime game.
It could be. I think it's going to be a good ball game.
Oh, yeah. I like, as far as being a viewer and not having a dog in the fight, that's the game I would want to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just as they say, it is a sexy ball game.
That's right. So. If Alabama or Auburn wasn't playing in the other game, I really wouldn't have much interest because I certainly don't care much about Ohio State.
No, I think that'll be a good one. It may be two good ones, but I think Oregon, Florida State is going to have a lot more eyes on the screen.
I do too. I think, you know, there's a lot of keys and, you know, we could always sit around and debate, well, if this happens and that happens, you know, if both teams play as well as they're capable of playing, I still think Oregon wins in a close one.
Yeah.
But Oregon
has not fared well in the past against the football teams.
No, they have not.
And
under no circumstance.
Right.
And that may come to play again because there's no question Florida State is physical.
Oh, yeah.
Florida State is no different than the best teams in the SEC.
Right. They look like an SEC team.
They do. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, and they're physical. You can be rest assured they're going to be much bigger at most positions than Oregon is.
Oh, yeah. Oregon, a lot smaller than the average SEC team.
That's right. I think it comes down to quarterback play. If Marcus Mariota has a huge game, they win. If he doesn't have a huge game.
If it comes down to quarterback play and you're Oregon, you've got to like your chance.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's obvious. Jameis, he can throw three or four picks in a quarter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
second quarter now. He's shaving points in the first half.
He plays much better the second half, doesn't he? All right. Well, Jason, let's go through and pick our games here. We're getting a little close on time, so we'll go through and pick our games again. There's a total of 39 bowl games. About six of them had already been played. And when we're going to keep up with this, and when all these games are over, the winner gets to be fed a steak dinner by the loser.
That's right. And if this steakhouse would advertise with us, we would tell you where
that's
we're
right.
going to
and
eat it.
We might work on that too.
Yeah.
But so right now, Jason, he's in the lead. He's missed one game, and I've missed three, so I got a lot of work to do. Okay, here we go. The Boca Raton Bowl, Marshall against Northern Illinois. I got Marshall.
I'm going Marshall also.
Okay. You have to mark them on yours now.
Yeah, I've done got that marked.
Okay.
Way.
All right.
I don't want to do that.
Some of these are light. The Poinsettia Bowl, Navy versus San Diego State.
San Diego State.
That's who I got. The Popeyes Bowl, Western Kentucky versus Central Michigan.
Western Kentucky.
I took Central Michigan. The Hawaii Bowl, Rice and Florida Fresno State.
Fresno State.
I took Rice.
That's good.
The Heart of Dallas Bowl, Illinois versus Louisiana Tech.
Two powerhouses, but I'm going to go with Louisiana Tech.
That's who I got as well. The Quick Lane Bowl, that's in Detroit, for those who might want to go up there. Rutgers versus North Carolina.
Go Tar Heels.
That's who I got. St. Petersburg Bowl, North Carolina State versus University of Central Florida. Got
to keep it in the state, going NC State.
That's who I picked. The Military Bowl, Virginia Tech versus Cincinnati.
Oh, me. I got to go with Tommy Tuberville.
I knew that's what you was going to do, and I'm going with Virginia Tech because of Tommy Tuberville. The Sun Bowl, Duke versus Arizona.
Arizona State.
I'll take Duke.
Oh, runny.
I know it. Independence Bowl, Miami of Florida, South Carolina.
Miami of Florida.
I'm taking South Carolina.
Boy, we are agreeing to
disagree. That's right. The Pinstripe, Boston College or Penn State?
I'm going with Penn State.
I'm going Boston College. The Holiday Bowl, Nebraska, USC?
I'm going USC.
That's who I picked as well. Liberty Bowl, West Virginia, Texas A&M?
I am going West Virginia.
I went Texas A&M. The Russell Athletic Bowl, Clemson versus Oklahoma?
I don't like Bob Stoops. I'm going Clemson.
I took Oklahoma. Texas Bowl, Texas versus Arkansas.
Arkansas Razorbacks.
That's who I'm taking. I watched that game.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Music City Bowl, Notre Dame versus LSU.
LSU.
That's who I got. The Belk Bowl, Louisville versus Georgia.
Georgia.
That's who I got, too.
Folks are writing these down right now like crazy because they're going to want to bet on every one of them.
Yeah, I know exactly. Foster Farms Bowl, Maryland and Stanford.
Hello, I'm Dan Boston. May I make a prediction for you?
Going with the Cardinals.
That's who I pick. The Peach Bowl, Ole Miss, TCU.
I'm going TCU.
I'm going Ole Miss. That'll be a good
You're
one.
You're staying loyal to the
You
SEC.
Better believe it. Fiesta, Boise State, Arizona.
I'm going with Arizona.
Me too. Orange Bowl, Mississippi State, Georgia Tech.
Mississippi State.
That's who I got. Cotton Bowl, Michigan State, Baylor.
Baylor.
Me too. Outback, Wisconsin and Auburn.
Auburn.
Me too. Citrus Bowl, Minnesota, Missouri.
I don't like either one of these, but I'm going Missouri.
I did too. Rose Bowl, Oregon, Florida State.
Oregon.
Me too. Sugar Bowl, Alabama, Ohio State.
Alabama.
Yep, me too. Armed Forces, Pittsburgh versus Houston.
Pittsburgh.
Me too.
Houston looking for a coach.
That's right. Tax Slayer Bowl, Iowa versus Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I'm taking Iowa. Alamo Bowl, Kansas State versus UCLA.
Kansas State.
I'm taking UCLA. The Cactus Bowl, Oklahoma State and Washington.
Washington.
That's who I took. Birmingham Bowl. I'd like to see this game. Florida versus East Carolina.
Even though Florida has got a new coach, I'm going to Gators.
Yeah, me too. I'm taking Florida. And the GoDaddy Bowl, Toledo versus Arkansas State.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Folks, I heard there was lightning just popped in our ears. Arkansas State.
Great show. Set. See y'all next year.
And that's who I've got, too. Arkansas State.
All right.
As everybody looks out their car windows and goes, what do you mean? Man, blue sky.
Yeah, exactly. It's not right now.
Yeah, it is.
Pre-recorded show, y'all.
That's it.
All right, we'll be right back to finish this thing up and get us off to the new
Go
year
take
2015.
Cover. Go take cover, that's right.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
All right, back with you. Ronnie, it's time to call it a year.
That's exactly right.
The holiday edition coming to a close. And
we're live, but when it's played, we won't be.
That's right. We will be somewhere.
We'll be somewhere else.
New Year's resolutions, guys. What you got?
Oh, win more football games.
There you go.
I need to drop about 15 pounds, but I don't ever make that a New Year's resolution. So.
Yeah,
okay, New Year's resolutions everyone else doesn't already have.
That's exactly right.
I would say I'm going to start a radio station, but I did that last year.
Yeah, well, you have to come up with a new one.
Yeah. Maybe more power for next year.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever it takes.
Beam us out.
Uh-huh. That's it. Beam us out, Scotty.
All right. Ronnie, as we close out the year, I want to say thank you to Jay for putting up with us.
Absolutely.
2014. Woo-hoo! And thank you to all of our listeners.
That's right.
Thank you all for bringing us all these wonderful listeners.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate each and every one of you, those that call, those that listen, whatever. We appreciate each one of you. I hope you continue to follow us in 2015.
That's it.
And even if Alabama wins, it's going to be a good year.
Roll Tide, baby.
All right, folks, we hope you have a great new year, a safe new year. And happy new year, and if your team wins, I guess it will
be. It's even better.
All right, Ronnie, until I see you in 2015,
you got
a big war eagle.
And a big old road tide.
We'll see you in 2015, folks.
You've been listening to Sports Talk Live here on Live 95 WRJM LP Cullman. This show was pre-recorded. They are not in the studio this week, but they will be returning on January the 6th. Thanks for listening. We're going to leave you now with a little New Year's tune. You're listening to Live 95 right here on Cullman's Independent Radio.
2014, what a year. Let's reminisce and raise a glass. Here's to priceless memories.
Like me and my cohort friends.
The rise of ISIS caused the crisis.
Russia mid big power play.
We massacred the Democrats.
But who needs Congress anyway?
Ferguson blazed up with rage. We trembled as Ebola spread.
We smoked some legal reefer.
And we dumped ice buckets on our heads.
On birth control, we all said no.
We canceled every Cosby show.
In 2014, Leno left.
I said goodbye, Colbert Report.
I was all about the base.
I wasn't famous anymore.
Scandal rocked the NFL.
Retired the night.
We called it quits.
Justin Bieber got arrested. Jay-Z had his greatest hits.
Outer space was cool and trendy.
Someone hacked our private news.
Pharrell was happy. Al was weird. And Marvel's store was growing.
We said so long.
It's sad we're gone.
But my poetry's forever.
And our comedy lives on.
Everybody.
Sucker, anaconda, iPhone 6, Malaysia Air, potato salad, dinner gate, and dabble breaches everywhere. More and more the list goes on. The year was crazy as we feel it, so rejoice and sing.